Occasional Sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
But this Pilate, he fiddled well.
Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
We sampled it from him, but it's not the same bass line.
You can get in serious trouble for copyright infringement.
You got an Oreo going.
Yeah? Copyright is not doing crap!
Copyright? What's copyright?
It's the right of the owners to control.
Right now!
You know what time it is.
Welcome to
the copyright
experiment.
Yeah, welcome to the copyright experiment here on CITR 101.9. It is Thursday, the 28th of November, 2013. And I'm here with Autonomy, who made the smart decision to wear a tank top because it's fucking hot in here. What's up? Oh, yeah. Then this guy just came in with a...
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't think you guys realize, but it's been sweltering in the studio today. Kind of cool outside, but just, it's in a desert in here right now.
It's fucking hot, basically. There's going to be explicit content on this show, so if you don't like it, turn it off. That's how we do on CITR Late Night. Mm. Speaking of what we do, what are we doing tonight? Something about copyright, right? This is the copyright experiment, after all.
I should hope so.
We're talking about legal proceedings being drafted without the knowledge of the Canadian public.
More or less. There's this thing that's been going on. It's actually been going on for a lot longer than I thought, but it's gained more and more momentum, and they're pulling in more and more countries into this trade agreement called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which originally started off as an agreement between mostly South American and Oceanic countries, which is Australia. But now it's branched out and it's include Canada, Japan is involved, the United States is involved, and the United States has actually become kind of a powerhouse, but like a forefront in the negotiations, just because they're such a powerful economy.
Yeah.
And so the Trans-Pacific Partnership has kind of caught note of a lot of people because a lot of the discussions and negotiations for it are happening behind closed doors, and the public hasn't really known too much about it until recently, because the chapter on intellectual property was just leaked by WikiLeaks about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So we've been looking through that and finding out what these guys are talking about and what that may how that may influence the landscape of intellectual property, copyright, music, stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's one kind of side note that I found interesting is that there's a lot of parts, because it is a draft where you have some countries opposing certain, you know, sections or words even, or proposing certain words, and then other countries even opposing those, and then sometimes you even see countries that are themselves proposing and opposing one word.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an interesting kind of look into what's going on and what they're thinking about.
Instead of just getting the final product that's like a, you know, quote unquote collaboration between these countries, you're getting to see the parts that each other are proposing and disagreeing with, and you get to see just what parts of it are being, you know, pushed by certain countries and which parts of it are actually being defended by certain countries, and you kind of get to see the inner workings of how these trade agreements come to be and why certain provisions in them are the way they are.
Yeah, and it's really important because this affects the way we consume media in the future. This affects what we're going to have access to. This affects what we're going to have access to produce. I mean, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's huge. It's going to be shaping the future generation of media
definitely.
Consumers.
And I think it's really important now because of how the internet has kind of torn down national boundaries and kind of created copyright issues in that different nations have different copyright stances.
Yeah, and there's sort of a no man's land on the internet or something.
Mm. And, you know, the nations of the world have kind of realized for a while that as media becomes more and more international, that we kind of have to embrace the same kind of standards. And that's kind of what happened with previous agreements, such as the TRIPS agreement that's referenced a lot in this report that we're reading, which was set in the 90s as a way to standardize things like intellectual property across the world's nations.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is particularly interesting because even just this intellectual property section is huge, and it's only just the one chapter.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show how deeply entrenched some of these agreements are going to be going forward. It's going to really change the way that the countries involved are going to be interacting.
Yeah. Yeah.
In pretty much everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we can probably jump into the section we're interested in, which is basically titled Copyright and Related Rights. It's the name of this show, right? I mean, anyways, though, what kind of the main statement that they have is that each party, being each country, shall provide the authors, producers of phonograms the right to authorize or prohibit all reproductions of their work, phonograms in any manner or form. And then New Zealand opposes, but I guess other people have proposed that performances and performers be included in that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. New Zealand, I think they say, they oppose performers and performances being included in that, which is interesting. I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah.
But throughout the whole section, they want to exclude performers from the rights of copyright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not even really sure what that means exactly when you copyright performance. Like, if I record it, or is it just...
Yeah, if it's a live recording or something like that.
Yeah, I would assume that's what it means.
Like, when we talk about... When we get instructions from SOCAN, the organization that tells you what you can and can't play on the radio and what kinds of content, they, you know, live performance is its own section over and above recorded content.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why some people want to treat it differently, but it's not exactly clear in here why performance needs to be treated differently from other kinds of copyright.
And also why New Zealand?
Yeah, why New Zealand?
That's interesting. The next kind of note that I found interesting was each party shall... blah, 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 basically provide the authors and the producers of the works to prohibit or authorize communication to the public by wire or wireless means. Which is interesting for a radio show like us. Because that's basically saying, you know, that internationally people can tell us what we can and cannot communicate over the air or on the internet.
There's a funny section in there, actually, where... one of the countries added I can't really find it in here right now, but one of the countries suggested that there also be provisions for things like over-the-air broadcasts and radio, and basically saying that countries that have performance and copyrighted material submitted over the airwaves and are like disseminated in a different country, that content should be subject to the copyright laws of the country it's received in, if they're both part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah,
which is interesting. It's kind of something you don't really think about, but you know, it's becoming an even bigger problem, not just outside of radio, because I mean, radio has a finite range, but internet broadcasting really doesn't.
I think going along with that, one thing I found interesting was that I think it's Canada's CA, right?
Mm-hmm.
They proposed that one of the exclusions to so one of the ways in which countries could not be required to follow the copyright agreements set in this is if it is for the sole purpose of making an ephemeral reproduction of a work, performance, or phonogram, which I find kind of interesting because I'm not even sure what that means exactly. Ephemeral, you know? It's like...
Yeah, it's like kind of, I guess as if it's just like a one-off reproduction, or if it's like a maybe a live cover or something like that.
Yeah, perhaps. So I wonder if like things... Yeah, like live covers, maybe limited white label bootlegs or something like that kind of fall into that category. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny. Canada actually shaped a lot of the, or seems to be trying to shape a lot of the wording in the copyright section. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sections that get really wordy, and there's big brackets around all of it that says, you know, Canada opposes this entire thing, and then they just rewrite it, and the wording gets a lot simpler.
Yeah.
So it seems like that Canada was really trying to simplify the ways in which copyright can be understood by people, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. What's something else you noticed about, or that struck you when you were reading?
Well, one of the most interesting things I found is that, two things actually, is that so the U.S., Australia, Mexico, Chile, Singapore, and Peru, they all agree in proposing to create a unified length of copyright where it would be the length of the author's life plus 70 years, which is currently the standard for the United States and a lot of other countries, but is not the standard for a lot of countries in the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah.
So it would basically, in effect, be forcing countries to adopt copyright laws that are more... even more restrictive than they currently are in some of these countries. And the countries that oppose this measure all have copyright laws that are a little more relaxed than that.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. And that's, what is it? New Zealand, Canada, Japan, Venezuela?
Not Venezuela. Vietnam.
Oh, okay, Vietnam, sorry.
Brunei, New Zealand, Malaysia, Canada, and Japan.
Right. Yeah, and... They don't propose something different here, but they're against the 70 years, I guess.
Yeah, and for example, Canada's laws are lifetime plus 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Japan's are lifetime plus 50 years.
Yeah.
So there's this kind of resistance to extending the copyright laws even further in these countries.
Yeah.
Which, I gotta say, the whole thing has made me a little happy for the way that Canadians are trying to... steer the conversation,
yeah.
When it comes to copyright, although I am still a little cautious that, a little worried that countries like the United States and Japan are, which have such strong economies and who have such leverage over the kind of lifestyles that we enjoy here, could really force people to adopt certain things that they may not want to in exchange for, you know, being a part of this partnership.
Yeah, and they're very focused on the economic repercussions, I think. And I see that especially when they say things like you are allowed to transfer the copyrights to other people via contracts and then, you know, kind of artificially extend it to some degree.
Yeah, I didn't really think about artificially extending it. I mean, assigning through contracts already kind of happens, right?
Yeah.
Anytime you're recording as an artist with a major label, you're basically signing the contract and giving your copyright to them for at least the master tapes.
Yeah, I guess the thing I wonder is, I guess it says the author's life, but I wonder if, you know, if you were to pass on a contract, if you could keep a copyright going longer than the normal 70 right. years or whatever. Mm. I guess I'm not clear on that. So
yeah, it's a good question. I mean, if it does become a problem, it won't be a problem for a while.
Yeah,
but it could be for sure.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that was interesting that I noticed is that when it comes to technology that circumvents mechanisms to prevent copyright infringement, the U.S., Australia, Singapore, Peru, and Mexico, they all proposed that these, I won't go through them all point by point, but they're generally proposing rules that are already laid out in the United States in the Digital Millennium Copyright Act,
mm-hmm.
which has pretty strong laws against technology that's used to circumvent these things. And this has been controversial for a long time because, for example, there's one tool that decrypted DVDs so that they could be played on Linux computers because
mm-hmm.
Linux computers didn't have licensing to have the decryption algorithm licensed for those computers. So in order to play DVDs on Linux computers, you have to use this unauthorized decryption tool, and this was deemed to be illegal, even though it was only a way to circumvent the protection that kept people who actually own the DVDs from watching them.
Yeah, and I guess it's interesting because there's a bit of gray area because it says that they have one of the things that makes something illegal that they're talking about here is if something has a limited commercial significant purpose other than circumventing the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if its main focus is to circumvent the technology, which you could make an argument something does or doesn't do, and I guess that's, you know, there's some wiggle room there. Or, you know, if it's primarily designed or produced for the use of circumventing the technology,
right.
technological measure, which I guess this is the case of that DVD thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's actually, in that section, Canada and also Chile actually add a lot of exemptions and kind of rewordings in order to make this kind of broad treatment less powerful.
Yeah.
So they'll give exemptions to things like non-commercial entities, like Canada's really big on adding museums, for example, and educational purposes.
Yeah.
Researchers
mm-hmm.
can all do this legally. And also
non-commercial... Sorry, I was just going to say, they say public non-commercial broadcasting entity, Canada opposes that they are...
Well, they want to reword that, I believe,
yeah.
in that section. So instead of just broadcast entities, I think it's just
all
public non-commercial foundations mm-hmm. or organizations.
Sorry, what you were saying?
So it's kind of... And basically, they also try to include that people who are doing things for non-commercial gains shouldn't be prosecuted for technology circumvention. If it's for non-commercial purposes or not for the purpose of, you know, distributing works illegally or, you know, distributing works that have copyrights on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is good. So, yeah, well, as far as that section goes, the copyright section, there's a whole lot more in the chapter here on intellectual property. But as far as the copyright section goes, I was surprised to see it's not terribly restrictive, more and above how we currently operate.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, you can do a report. I just find it so fascinating how, especially the U.S. is really pushing for what they have in their country, kind of,
yeah,
like,
they very much
on
are.
Other people. Like, this is what we should do, you know?
Yeah.
We should have it like the U.S. because we're the best, or, you know, I'm not...
Yeah, well, you know, they're doing that because the U.S. is content king, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have Hollywood, they have all the major labels. Pretty much everyone looks to the U.S. for, you know, what's going to be the next big thing in popular media. And so the U.S. can use that leverage if they have laws that cover other countries to... extend the reach of their copyright into other countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the, you know, the biggest examples of that is that most of the countries are proposing to give authors the ability to either authorize or prohibit copies of their work in other parties' countries. So you could
mm-hmm.
say, yeah, you guys in this country are allowed to reproduce this or not. But, you know, it's fully up to the author. And the countries that oppose this section here are Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, and Japan, which are all Asian and South Asian countries where, you know, a proliferation of illegal materials and, you know, fake DVDs, bootlegs, and all that are pretty much thriving.
Oh, yeah,
so,
there's a lot of people I know, like, I've had some friends bring me back bootleg things that they got for, like, you know, $2 when it's normally 50 or something.
Right, and yeah, so I mean, these are the kinds of things I think that this agreement is trying to standardize and really bring people onto the same page about. And so it makes sense that those countries would be the ones that try to oppose rules that would prevent the immense bootleg culture that exists there.
So what do you think about that? I'm personally for standardizing it, but I think maybe it's a little, it could be used in the wrong way if it's restricting creators to, you know, like, sort of do, like, bootleg remixes, for example.
Yeah, that's true. There wasn't really too much in this document about modern usages of media.
Yeah.
There's nothing about, like, sampling. There's minimal references to internet dissemination. It's mostly about over-the-air broadcasting and recorded music.
Yeah, more blatant kind of dissemination of copyrighted materials and reproduction.
Which is a little sad, because I was at least hoping to see these countries and the people who are negotiating these deals acknowledge the fact that the old models aren't really going to serve us well going forward.
Yeah.
But they seem to be still very focused on them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe they're kind of starting with the, at least internationally, starting with the most simple things, and then maybe they'll add on to it later.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, yeah, the Trans-Pacific Partnership has been going on since 2005 is when they started it, but this document has just kind of started to be ratified in the last couple of years.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's still just a draft as well, so
I'm
sure there's a long way to go, which is good, because we want to see, you know, people come to some agreements internationally, as the internet does, it creates international, you know, connections, and but at the same time, we want to make sure that it doesn't restrict art.
Yeah. You
know? Restrict the conversation, which is the internet has allowed so wonderfully.
So, anything else you want to add on that?
What was that?
Anything else you want to add on
this? No, I think at this point, we're going to just play some ads and then get into the mix. Once again, you are listening to CITR 101.9. This is the Copyright Experiment, and we will be right back.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And you are back with the Copyright Experiment here on CITR 101.9. Autonomy is going to get us into the mix here. Some fun stuff. Let's see. Oh, yeah. SafeWalk. Use it. It's awesome. I'm really glad to see that they're promoting it, and I'm glad to see that even TransLink is getting in on this a little bit. Back to our show, though. Check us out online. You can subscribe to our RSS feed or our Tumblr at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. If you want to download any of these songs we played here, or download the old episodes of the show. And, yeah, I think that's it. Let's get into the mix. Enjoy.
crash, crashing in your heartbeats. Along with everyone, everyone knows what I know. Everyone with everyone, everyone knows what I know. Making up, love is on the run tonight. Need to see how it's done so I can change inside. Along with everyone, everyone I've ever known. Along with everyone, everyone I've ever known is here with me. Everything that comes together, everything that falls apart in here, in every single living thing. Everything that comes together, everything that falls apart in here, in every single living thing. Found one out, forgotten where to hide. Sleep in secret, moved enough to end up outside. If I belong with everyone, everyone I've ever known. I belong with everyone, everyone I've ever known is here. Few less wonders, less to keep repeating. Stay here undone, rather than a beating. I belong with everyone, everyone I've ever known.
This right here is Deptford Goth Union, Jimmy Stack in the remix. Before that, we heard Manny D's bootleg of Rise by Orr.
Everything that comes together, everything that falls apart in me, every single living thing.
Delilah's So Irate, remixed by Adriatic. Thank you. Just Sampha's Can't Get Close, Deeb's edit. It's Deeb's on the remix from Toronto. Coming up next is King Cruel track, Sementality, 8PRN on the remix, Vancouver local.
We'll be right back. lip on me. I had a heart ripped in two because you owe me a breakdown that was not included. Not to stay around and see this night through. Girl, don't stay around and bathe with me in blue.
We just heard two remixes of King Cruel there, first by 8PR and second by Heartbeats. They actually just started a label in Vancouver called, ASL Singles Club, I believe. So if you check that out online, they got some cool tracks there. Yeah, we're going to take a break, come back, and listen to a few more songs. Stay tuned.
Oh my. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
The Baker and the Chef, Bangone T-Shirts, Cherry Bomb, House of Vintage, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, His Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save on Meats, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining.
Oh, yeah.
CITR.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Yeah, how do you play? I don't know where I'm going with that. But here on CITR 101.9, we play some banging-ass records. This is the Copyright Experiment. You're back with myself, DJ Mochi, and Autonomy spinning on the decks.
Yo.
Who wants to say something? Does he want to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, we've been playing some relaxed tune here. And, you know, if you thought you had the show figured out, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
This next song is going to be a banging track.
This is a banging track. It's hashtag Underdogs by Gypsy Mamba and the Koreatown... What is it?
Oddity?
Oddity. Yeah, so you say that word. Okay, let's get into it. Fucking pool sounds. I love it.
Coming in off the break. Corner pocket. Beat cinema's finest determines the rhythm. I lay the vocal patterns with the perfect precision. I'm Van Damme and Bloodsport when the tournament ended. So just like Kendrick, I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trust when I clutch mics, you catch permanent feelings. Make you adjust your format back to humble beginnings. Fuck trying to be a topic that's trending and getting short-lived dollars like Robin in the Hollywood business. Peek the barometer before you comment or discuss. And I promise I'm much hotter than most of these products that they push. This that hip-hop anonymous, you get your noggin crushed. My style ain't open gogna, but it's prominent as fuck. Rock solid, you got it, plus the props is piling up. My niggas kissing more ass than Kenan Thompson does. I keep doing the same thing that first first got me the buzz. So if you ever front it once, soon you'll be all up on the nuts. Cause we some underdogs. The motherfuckers that you want with seven on. Stay covered with raw heat when the motherfuckers are. To be involved with the upper echelon. K-Town, I'm bombing and hot pepper bombs. Gypsy mamas with the bass like a dragon ball. Making these haters take a loss. We won't rush your show and snatch your weed record off. Marinade on it. So unknown, but clones jack the whole steeds. No need for thrones or the pose as king when you've been chosen to lead for the appropriate reasons. Those that oppose these pros pecking on they don't beat. Microphone rap can't match conventional soul beat. Ask the OG, no cheap TV dinners. My art don't sleep, smoke leaf on a rhythm.
Omni-Unit coming big on this one, the Red Curtain. Catch Omni-Unit tomorrow at the Red Gate. Tickets to the door are the only thing left. It's tomorrow at what time? I don't know, sometime. Look it up. Thank you. Asses Fat and Big Boob Bitch. Mixed up, mashed up, remixed. Before before that, we heard Filth Kids, Leaving You.
Watch me going out of the way when I should've went home. Only time of the day I get to spend on my own. I was tripping off, I used to sleep at your crib. Should drive out right where you live and pick you up on the way. We ain't spoken so long, probably put me in the past. I can still get you wet and I can still make you laugh. You should call in to work if that ain't too much to ask. I could pour you up a drink or we could burn some. Come through, come through, come through. Come through, girl, you know we got things to do. Girl, you know we got things to do. So get your ass in that car, come through. Come through, come through, come through. Girl, you know we got things to do. Girl, you know we got things to do. So get your ass in that car, come through.
Yeah, James Blake on the remix of Drake's Come Through.
Last night I brought DOA to the studio. They already had a stage and a booty pole. It's supposed to be a lot of hard working going on, but who the fuck a fuckin' with this working going on? Someone put an order in for a chicken. Told my girl to order in, I need the kitchen. Yeah, they know I got the hook up. They just wait on me to cook up. Baby, I heat up the stove, you do the dishes, you know. Rap game, crack game, ain't that different, you know. Last album had it booming, something vicious, you know. And you know I need you back in my life. Girl, you know you got that, know you got that thing that I like. Girl, you got that thing for real. When I was on a mission to make it, who used to sleep on the floor with you when you lived in the basement? Who else got all the things you need at 4 a.m. when it's late? I always pour you up a drink and let you burn some. Come through, come through, come through, come through. Girl, you know we got things to do. Girl, you know we got things to do. So get your ass in the car, come through. Come through, come through, come through. Girl, you know we got things to do. Girl, you know we got things to do. So get your ass in the car, come through. We'll be right back.
the LSD XOXO Burn feat. DJ Unique, the one and only. Before that was Benzel's Fall in Love, King Henry on the remix. This is Toki Monsta's Go With It feat. MNDR. Crunken on the remix. That's CRNKN. So, once again, you're listening to The Copyright Experiment here on CITR 101.9. I'm going to do some shameless self-promotion here. A track I'm going to be releasing soon in the next couple months. Probably going to get it mastered and maybe get a friend to do live drums. Anyways, this is a remix of Cassie's Me and You, DJ Mochi's remix, that is. So, enjoy.
Now, I've been waiting. And that is all the time we have for this week here on the Copyright Experiment on CITR 101.9. And you'll enjoy the rest of the night with a nice little ghost mix from our friendly Auto DJ playing Canadian and female content. So you can enjoy that. You can enjoy the tunes we just played again and download them for yourself if you check out our blog, copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. I must have said something really funny. Yeah, that's all. So have a good night. This is DJ Mochi and Autonomy signing off. Be sure to check out the robot. What is it called? The robot dance party?
Robot party.
It's the COGS annual party started by our own Autonomy. It's going to be tomorrow night at UBC. Which building?
Lotta Center.
That's the science, you know, the new fancy looking science center that we have all the money for because it's awesome. Anyways, yeah, check it out. It's going to be sweet. Ends at midnight, but it'll be fun all the way up until then. Have a good night, Vancouver. I love you. It's horrid of...